Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Le'ilu nishmas imi moirosi rus bas Mordechai. Sponsored by Shmuel Yecht, in honor of the Athenian community and its all members who push our bots at Torah, their dear esteemed Magichir, and le'ilu nishmas medichaver, Mordechai Shloime Pinchos Tuviol Vashalom and Avram Moshe Peretz Neiro Yor Kopman. Maseches Rosh Hashanah is sponsored by Yossi and Esti Elbaum and their children Tilan Ruvain, Lili Nishmas Beit Zipori Bas Ruvain, and for Shiloh Tilan Sora Bas Estaleya by Elchanan Avi Berger. Thank you for getting me going, Avi. Menachem Weinrib, in honor of the famous Chani from Mahadran Ice Creams. Is this an ad, Yosef? Whose brother, son, and nephew steig with MDY, and remember, it's not just the ice cream; it's Mahadran ice cream. This is not an ad. Okay, this is not an ad, Rabbi Zai. Avi Nathan, in honor of my future wife, Shira. Oh, I love this. We need a niggin here. In honor of my future wife, Shira, on our wedding day, B'shot Toibu Mitzlachas. It says on our wedding day, today. I say, Yeh Yeh Min Toib, U'mazel Toib, Yeh Love Anu, L'cho Yisro, that's the wrong song. U'mazel Toib, yeah, it's a song. Mazel Toib, unbelievable. He's sponsoring for himself on the day of his wedding for his wife, Shira. Lili Nishmas. Rosh Chayo. How do you spell this? Refuah? I don't know. Bas Reb Tzvi, he wrote here. Bobby Schnell, she was my neighbor actually, in Lincolnwood. She lived on St. Louis. Was always smiling doing chesed. May Bobby's neshama be made as her family. Sponsored by David Schnell and Tani Schnell, Brach Shabbos, Shifra, and Yeshua Aaron Prize. Lili Nishmas, Gittel Bas Reb Yaakov, Gittel Bas Yaakov, anonymous. Tamara Weingarten, Yortzeit today, my mother, Penino Bas Simcha, Mark Ashkenazi, Lurifur Shlemo, Reb Moshe Michal Ben Chana. I was just speaking to him, he drove this individual to the hospital, tzaddik of a guy, and then he goes and he sponsors a share for him. He's trying to hook him up with an iPad so he can do the share in the hospital, older fellow. So, okay. Oh, Rabbi Isai, just a shout out to Yisrael Weinreb, the guy that won the Shas, and his good friend Chaim Wurzman, who are bringing another guy to the Chabura, another one and another one. Their group in Waterbury is growing and growing. Should be Zoicha to continue. Listen to this. I love this one. This is by Reuven Weinberger. I'm a Belza Chassid living in Borough Park. Last night I called a car service. I walk into the car and I see a special edition Rosh Hashanah Gemara between the two seats. I tell the guy, who I never met before, that we are family because I do the daf also with Rebelli every day. It's unbelievable. I think we're Zoicha, to Belza Chassid, and many others because in our koil, as I mentioned, we don't have a Litvish koil. First we have the Litvisha guys and we also have Yerushalmi. But then this guy showed up. Looks different than everybody else. He has the long pants. He wears his hat the whole day. And the, what is it called? The rekel. That's all. The gartel. Rekel gartel. And he scored the highest score. We didn't know this. But we accept him as the Kyle. He's a good guy. Then we find out that he scored the highest score in the world on Shas. He literally, for the 600 daf test that the Olam just took, he didn't do Chazar at all. He knows it inside out, backs and forwards. This is by a mother who says that her son, very chashev, a special guy, he finished 18 mesechtes. His name is Chaim Aaron Katz. So shout out to him. Look at this one. Oh, did you know that we have a guy all the way in New Zealand? Hillel Auckland from New Zealand is learning the daf with us. New Zealand.
Auckland.
No, it says Hillel. Ah, maybe that's how I got it. Yeah, okay. Maybe it was named after the city. Good point. Oy vey, I forgot this guy's name. I forgot to write his name. Maybe I'll show this tomorrow. This is a tzaddik, I forgot his name, doing the daf in the OR. What? This guy...
Why did the guy die?
No. He has a special way of healing people. It's no. He learns Torah. He learns Torah. The guy is healed. They have no idea. There's no incision, nothing. The guy is healed. Dr. J. I recently joined MDY after much encouragement from my 15-year-old son and my cousin, Shmuel Kogus, RH 170. There's a lot of guys here, even in this room right now, there's probably five or even more fathers and sons, maybe more. You and your son, Ivan and his son, Yosef and his son, Steinar, where's Steinar? Yoey! Shout out to Yoey. Who's your father? Okay, let's Avi Gargir and his son, when Avi's here.
I'm here. I got two.
Saul away. Akiva's always, obviously. Okay, fine. Oh, well, you know who else? We have Hillel Kamiansky and his father.
Hillel's a good boy.
And Avi, Hillel's a very good boy. Sweet kid. Here, it's Machlokes. Yes, nice. Here I call the takeaways. Shmuelin was the fellow that wrote that I was listening to Daf while working in an ambulance. Here are a couple of takeaways. I agree, it's Gishmak to learn the Daf. Two, alcohol wipes are the perfect size to follow along with the MDY Gemara, see attached picture. Here's an alcohol wipe. I don't know if you can see it, Gary. I don't see it so well, but it fits the Amud exactly. Beautiful, unbelievable. So all you guys working on the ambulances, listening via YouTube is perfect for people with ADD. Attention deficit disorder, if you don't know what that is. You can listen to the shiur at 1.25 speed. This guy doesn't have real ADD. Real ADD is 1.75. Also, if you space out, two is if you mamish know the sugi inside out. Also, if you space out, you can easily hit the J shortcut in the keyboard, 10-second replay. For all you YouTube guys, J shortcut, you learned it here, right here. P.S. What is your RV story? A.G. Rothenstein. K45, registered nurse, BSN, I don't know what that is. All right. Boysai, today we have an epic daf, mamish epic. Towards the end of shir today, it's going to be one of the most fascinating props I've ever made and you've ever seen. It's right up there with the fish. This is going to be, if you're here, this is going to be on the next video. Next, there's going to be a Svarti video. This is the Litvish, this is Chasidish. Now, the next time is the Svarti video. They're going to come out for Tanya. Oh, father and son. Tanya Reb Lezer Oimer. We're holding five lines from the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. Oh, that's not a good place to sit over there. Sorry. Reb Lezer Oimer, only because the prop is there. Reb Lezer Oimer, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. So we have a machloikus. When was the world created? So let me just show you real quickly what's going on here. We have eight things that we're going to be discussing real quickly. This is Agadat Gemara. The Machloikis is only in these four. I took this out of order, so it's just nice and straight. These four, Rabbi Eliezer says, in Tishrei, these four, the same four, Rabbi Yeshua says, it happened in Nisan. The first one is, B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. So, The world was created in Tishrei, referring to the Rish Chodesh. Tishrei was the day that Adam HaRishon was born. The sixth day of Bria Sa'olam was Rish Chodesh Tishrei. Bit Tishrei, Nodu Avos. In Tishrei, also, Machloikis. He says, it happened in Tishrei, Avos referring to Avram and Yaakov. Yitzchak will see, no Machloikis, he was born in Pesach. Now, by the way, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, there's a Tosfos, interesting Tosfos, Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph, the middle Tosfos, where Tosfos says, Efshar, he says a pshat, that maybe there's no machloikis, that Tishrei is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about creating the world, and Nisan, it actually happened, and the Arizal says a different Lashon, he says a Lashon of B'Tishrei, the world was kind of pregnant, and it was born in Nisan. Okay. Ayin and Taisus over there. Middle Taisus. Petition made so obvious. B'Pesach Noilad Yitzchak. There will be no machloikis in that. B'Roish HaShana Nifkeda Sara Rachel V'chana. The Lashon Nifkeda means that's when it was decided. It didn't happen, but that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah decides everything. So there's no machloikis in that as well. You'll see over here, Nifkedu is already, everybody agrees, it happened on Rosh Hashanah. Who? Sarah, Rachel, V'chana. Baruch Hashanah, Yotze, Yosef, V'Sazurim. Also, no machloikis, Yosef came out on Rosh Hashanah from jail. Baruch Hashanah, top of Yudah Aleph, Amud Aleph. By the way, that's 10 daf into Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah batla avoida mavisenu b'Mitzrayim. When was the geula? When did we come out of Mitzrayim? Nisan. 6 months before that, Rosh Hashanah is basically when the avoida stopped. The Nisan nigalu. So that we don't have Nisan Yitzias Mitzrayim is Nisan. Everybody agrees. B'tishrei asidim ligoil. When is the geula? The eventual geula, that is a machloikas. That's the fourth machloikas. Tishrei or Nisan. Rabbi Shua Imer comes to Rabbi Shua and says, no, B'Nisan Yeroyla. I say, I argue, the world was created in Nisan. B'Nisan Nodu Avais. B'Nisan Mesu Avais. So, there's no machloikas that the day that they were born was the day they died. But the question is, what they were they born? Now, if you say that the Avis were born in Tishrei, then the Avis died in Tishrei. If you say the Avis were born in Nisan, the Avis died in Nisan. By the way, Yishmaka joke. The Toshavi Rebbe was very concerned because it was the Shpizin, it was Yontif, it was Sukkos. So he goes to the Gaivid, he goes to Ravais and he tells Ravais, what should I do? What if, not what if, I am going to see Avram and Sarah tonight, and we know that Sarah was one of the four most beautiful people that ever lived. Can I look at Sarah? So he told him, ask Avram. Okay, you got it? If you could see Sarah, then you could ask Avram. Okay, Zokti Gemara. Rishu Oimer, Benisan Nivra Oilam, Benisan Noldu Avos, Benisan Beisu Avos. Be Pesach Noilad Yitzchok, that everybody agrees. That Yitzchak was born on Pesach. And we're going to discuss it soon. Rosh Hashanah, Nifkida Sarah, Rachel V'chana. On Rosh Hashanah was decided, no argument in this as well. Just says it over, repeats it. Rosh Hashanah, Yotzi Yosef Yisassur, no argument that Rosh Hashanah is the day that Yosef went out of prison. Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avodah B'Avayisenu B'Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah was the day that they stopped doing Avodah in Mitzrayim. Here. No machloikas. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. B'Nisan Nigalu, no machloikas that the Geula from Mitzrayim was B'Nisan. B'Nisan Asidim Ligal, over here, the future Geula, according to Rabbi Yeshua, happens in Nisan. Tanya. How do you know that it's Tishrei that the world was created? Shenemar. Vayoymer Elokim Tachei Haaretz Desha. So he's learning that the world already had Desha, already had the grasses and the greens. Esev Mazriya Zera Eitz Peri. Should be ready. Desha. Ezu Chodesh Haaretz Moitziya Deshoim V'ilam Alei Peiros. What month is it? That's how it is. It's already fully grown. It's already grass. The trees already have fruits. Havi Oimer is the Tishrei. That's in Tishrei. That's already after everything, after the season starts in Nisan, ends in Tishrei. Voice Perek Zman Revi'ois. And it makes a lot of sense because the world needs rain. It needed rain to continue to grow. And in Tishrei, there's rain. V'yardu Gishamim V'tzimchu. And in fact, it rained. And that gave growth to everything that was just created. Shenem Aved Yalem in Aretz, V'hishka, etc. Rabbi Shua Oimer, Minayin Shebe Nisan Nivra Oilam, how do I know that's Nisan Atishrei Shenema? V'atoytze Ha'aretz. He learns, it's going to come out of the ground, it's going to start growing. Deshe Esev Mazriya Zera V'etz Pri Yosef Pri, Ezu Chodesh Ha'aretz Melei Adshayim, V'ilo Amoytzi Peirois. What month is that? Havi Oimer Zin Nisan. That is Nisan. Starts. That's the mating season. I guess it happens once a year. Remember, we had this pasuk. This is love shukar matzoin, that the sheep are going to cover themselves. In other words, they become pregnant. When the wheat starts growing, then it says, Yisroyahu af yashir, that later on, when becomes ripe already, and then they start rustling against each other. They sing a song, they make noise. So you see that it's in that period. We said it's other Nisan in that area. We said it goes into Nisan actually. V'idoch nami. What about Rabbi Lezer? Ksiv eitz pri oisa pri. It just started. It just started to bring pears. Ahulav rochel adoris v'duchsiv. No, the first year it was already this. But what the Torah is telling us that it should bring out peros in the future, next year, the following, every year, more fruit should come out. It shouldn't be a one-time thing. Vidochnami, oksiv eitz oisapri. How the brachot are so? Vidochnami, oksiv eitz pri. It's mashma. It's already there. That's like what Rabbi Shua ben Levi says. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol ma'aseh bereishis l'kaymasam nivru. This is an amazing thing that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, everything was created in full form. So the famous question: what was first, the chicken or the egg? The chicken. It was created full, an adult elephant, an adult monkey. Well, elephant monkey maybe not. Because that happened maybe later by Dora Flaga. But lions, a full-fledged lion, not baby lions, not baby trees, full trees with everything on it. L'kaimasa nivru. L'data nivru. L'data means, according to Rashi, of the Rishonim argued, the simple pshat would mean they had full seichel, not like human beings that are born and takes a year, 2 years just to start talking, whatever. Full seichel. No, but it says Ladaita means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them for permission. Do you want to be born? Yes or no? You decide. Maybe there's other creatures that said no, and that's why we don't have the pig lefant, whatever, some other creature that doesn't exist anymore. Dinosaur, I don't know. Yeah, you want to be an elephant? Yeah, okay, so I'll make you an elephant. Or I said lie, not elephant. Forget elephants. Ladaita nivru, Lutzivyoino nivru. They decided how they want to look. I want to have a tail, I want to have a mane. That's why every animal looks different. They decided how. Shenemar vayichulu hashamayim va'oretz v'chol tzvav. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is yes, the tree was full. It was a huge tree. It was a huge apple tree, but it didn't have the fruit yet. No, that's something else. That's something else. Two things. L'daito, he asked them, do you want to exist? They said yes. Litzivyainam, he asked him, how do you want to look, says Rashi. Yeah. Look at Rashi. Tfus kolechot. How do you want the tfus to be?
No. Each creature chose the characteristic form.
Characteristic form of design. The tfus, says Rashi. What size? How big? How this? What do you, like, look, every animal has its own mylan chasar. One is super fast, but very weak. One is super fast, but can't. I want to be a cheetah. Okay, how fast do you want to run? I want to run 60 miles an hour. Okay, but that's only going to last for 32 seconds. You can't run. I want to be a horse. I want to run 35 miles an hour, but I could run. So each one had their own tzivyot. Shenema, b'yichul ha'shamay v'arzachot tzivam, al-tikir tzivam el tzivyoinam. Not tzivam, but tzivyoinam like the rotzen. How do I know that the avos were born in Tishrei? Shenemar v'yikalu el ha'melech shleim kol ish Yisrael v'yerech ha'yisonim bechag. So it says in the pasuk that we have to see this because this is important to understand what's going on. In this pasuk it says v'yikalu el ha'melech shleim kol ish Yisrael v'yerech ha'yisonim. The month is called Yisonim bechag. Hu ha'chodesh ha'shvi. This is super important. So if I know that Hashvi, now what is Shvi? Shvi we know. We go to the cheat chart. What is Shvi? Shvi is Tishrei. 1, 2, 3, Tishrei. Now, so we know that we're talking about the seventh month of Tishrei. But what does Eisan mean? The Gemara says, "My Mashad Eisan Lishna Erp Amel V'Yerch Eisanim B'Chag Yerech Shel Nodu Boy Eisani Olam." The mighty, the greats of the world, the Avos, Avraham and Yaakov, were born where? B'chodesh HaShvi. That's it. You have to stick in this word, otherwise it doesn't make sense. That was in Tishrei. My mashma, that Yisrael Lishna, that Kivi, how do you know that it means? Why is that on that? Okay. My mashadai, I just was worried that somebody's going to play around with it during Shacharis. My mashadai is I came here at, you know, at midnight and I slept it over here. But then you have the minion between when I came here, delivered the prop until Shir. So I put that thing on there. Very fragile, please don't touch. Okay. Baruch Hashem, nobody touched it, I hope. If it's broken, I'll know. My mashadai Eson, listen to the Kiveyu. How do I know that Eson means mighty kidachsiv? Eson, Moshevecha. Your place of dwelling is mighty. Shimuharim esriv Hashem ve'isarim. So look at this pasuk. Shimuharim, on the one hand it says harim, the mountains. Esriv Hashem ve'isarim. So we have a hekesh between ahar and eson. Mois the aretz. Va'omer kol doy dihine zeba medalig al ha'arim, which is referring to the sonim, which are harim, which are the avos. Mekapitz al gavos. What is a medalig? Skips over. Medalia laharim b'schus avos, that because of the avos, you have the fact that the Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim early. That the geula was quicker. Medalig skipped over. Mekapitel agvos b'schus imos, and because of the imos, also he was able to be skip over the imos. I'm sorry, skip. I just got the. B'schus ha'imois, he was able to be medalag and give less. There was less avoida in Mitzrayim. Only 210 instead of 400. Rabbi Shoyim. Minayin shebenison noldu avois. Shenemar, how do you know it's not Tishrei? It's Nisan. Shenemar. Vayibishmoinim shono, varbama yishono, letzeis b'nei Yisrael, me'eretz Mitzrayim, bashono harevis, b'choydish. Ziv. So it's Shmoinim Shana, Barbama Shana, 480 years. Let's say it's been Yisrael Mem Tzitzrayim. Bashana Revis. Now we're talking about the fourth year of Shloima's kingdom. Bechodesh Ziv. Ziv means radiance. What does Ziv mean? Biyerech Shenodu Boy Zivsone Oilom. So it's the month. But this is a very hard pshat. We're not going to go into the pshat. But basically, it's the month after they were born. That's one pshat in Rashi. It's a little bit of a doichak. The Rishonim discuss it. In other words, they were born in Nisan. Ziv is Iyar, the second month. The second month is the following month after they were born. Okay, Ayin in Rashi. Vidachnami, he has two pshatim. It's going according to the tkufas of the... I can't... The tkufas of the... I'm just getting mixed up. I get too much noise. The tkufas of the solar and the lunar, they overlap each other, and the solar is a little longer than the lunar. Bekitzer, that's why it came out into Iyar. V'loch nami yuksiv b'yerech ha'isanim. Now, what is he going to do? It says mefurish in the month that the Tishrei is the month of the avos. Hasam the tkifim mitzvahs. Tishrei is not. It's not referring to isanim, the avos. Rather, it's referring to the month that there's a lot of mitzvahs, this shofar, this lulav, esrik, sukkah, Tishrei. Now what does he do? It says chodesh ziv, it's second month. The Gemara doesn't say it's a doichak, but the Gemara understood it. It's a good pshat, whatever the pshat is. I don't understand it 100%, but it seems like it's Nisan because ziv is the second month and it's right after the first month. The trees are very what's the lashon over there that he uses? Radiance in the trees. Domar Rav Yehuda, Hay man dinofek biyom nisan v'chaz ilanei demelav levei. When you see the blooming of the trees in Nisan, Oimer, it could be any month, but when you see it for the first time, Oimer, it typically happens in Nisan. Baruch shalei chisar mo'i lo mo'i klum. Bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing missing in this world. Ubaraboy briyois toivois v'ilanois toivois lisnois. And he created amazing trees in order lisnois. Now, if you look in Rashi, what does lisnois mean? It says Rashi lehonois. And Rashi says an amazing thing here. Rashi says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the Alps and all the beautiful trees, and you go through Chveis, New Hampshire, where is it? All the beautiful leaves, the foliage, and all these things. It's for what? One purpose. For us to benefit and enjoy. You see this idea? You see the idea that we are allowed to enjoy. You're supposed to enjoy life. He made these beautiful things for us to enjoy. Man domar benisan oldu, benisam meisu. It, huh? What? There's an extra word there? Ah. It's not behem b'nei Adam. The Gemara says, and Rashi says, Goyres lehanois b'kitzer. Misnois means lehanois. Behem b'nei Adam. That humans should... It's not stam. It's not for the animals to eat. And it's for human beings to look at those beautiful waterfalls and say, wow, unbelievable, gevaldik, beautiful. Man do'ma b'nisan oldu b'nisan mesu. If you hold that the Avos were born in Nisan, right over here, then they were nifter in Nisan. Man do'ma b'tishrei oldu tishrei mesu. And if they were born in Tishrei, they died in Tishrei. Shenemar v'yom aleihem ben me'ev esrim shana anoichi hayoim. They completed the year Hayoim. Shaytam Aloymar, the famous joke. Do we have to say the joke? Everybody knows the joke. Have a good day. Very good. So we won't say the joke. Joke number 127. Ayin Sham. Shaytam Aloymar Hayoim. Shaytam Aloymar Hayoim. Now I'm going to get an email. What was the joke? Okay. Look it up on the website. I just said primequiz.com. TheAimandAdav.com under jokes 127. Hill, we gave you a shout out before. Shkoyach for coming late. Sit down. Have a good seat. I'm 120 years today. The mice of the joke fits in right here.
You would have been done with it already.
No, but I don't want people to think that I'm saying all these old jokes. I can't say the joke. You say the joke. Whoa, so I'll say it for you. A guy was invited to a birthday party. He said, you should live to be 120. He says, I am 120. He says, have a good day. Good. I guess all those guys that laughed never heard the joke. Wow. So I'll tell you the story about the RV. So here it goes. It's exactly 120. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away a tzaddik, he fills his ears completely. So there are tzaddikim that are nifter not on their day because the Malach HaMavis come. But it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to fill in your days completely. In other words, I'm going to give you a full year. So the same concept will apply to the others as well. Very interesting. It says in the Pasuk that, where am I? Oh. Going back. This is very important. Missed it. Chol Ziv. How does Ziv mean the second month? Because it says, Hu HaChodesh HaSheni. HaChodesh HaSheni. You were wondering, why Ziv? Chodesh HaSheni. Okay. Now that you have that. It says in this week's Parashah Rabbosai, Parashah Shavua, and anytime we have a Gemara that is this Parashah Shavua, it's a hug from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And somebody told me a Vart, the Belz of Chazal told me yesterday that the Belz of Rav, I think he said, why is it a hug from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Because if you're a yeshiva guy and you know that it's this week's Parashah, okay, whatever, you fill in the gap. I thought it's from this word case, but I might be mistaken. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim came and notified Sarah she's going to have a kid. When? It says, Lamoyed, in the coming Yontif, the next Yontif. So I thought it means Ka'es, like just like right now, we're in a Yontif, it's in the next Yontif. But it could be a little different. Lam Shaneh. The point is, right now we're sitting in a Yontif. What is the furthest Yontif away without hitting a Yontif? You need to get 7-8 months in there. Now, says the Gemara, if you're in Shavuos, from Pesach to Shavuos is only 50 days, that can't be. So let's see inside. Emas. If we're standing in Pesach, can't be. She can't give birth in 50 days. She's in Shavuos. And we're talking about Tishrei, the next Yom Tov for Sukkos. It's only 5 months. Can't. So the story happened in Sukkos, and he said, Pesach, you're going to give birth. That's only 6 months. How could you give birth in 6 months? Tana, it's like this year. It was a leap year. It was 7 months. So if so, if kimadli mar yoyme tumo batrilu, we know in this week's parasha, look in Rashi. How come he didn't serve them lechem and stuff? Because she pierced a nida. That day that the malachim came, she became a nida. She's metama the dough. He didn't want to give them tumah. So you see that So at least 7 days come off. We said midiraisa needs only 7 days. At least 7 days come off. So you're less than 7 months. Even if you hold that when a woman gives birth for 9 months, it's 9 full 30-day months. You let us the shiva, you let us good time. But if you give birth in the 7th month, you can give birth a little less than 7 months. Shenemar, it says by Chana, vayhi l'skufei sayamim. There are 4 seasons in a year, so 2 seasons equals 6 months. Miot kufois shtaim umiot yamim shtaim. So she gave birth to Shmuel 6 months and 2 days into her pregnancy. So you see that it's possible that you could give birth less than 7 months. And by the way, Shmuel, one of the greatest of the great, he was a preemie. See, big things could come out of little preemies. So we're doing a double gzeirah shav here. Ksiv b'Rachel, it says b'Rachel v'yizkor, the lashon of schira. Elokim is Rachel. Hashem remembered Rachel. Uchsev Chana v'yizkirei Hashem. Hashem remembered Chana. Okay, so we have the gzeirah shav between Rachel and Chana. V'asiz schira schira Rosh Hashanah. It also says the word schira by Rosh Hashanah. Ksiv Shabbos in zikron tru. Pekida pekida. Ksiv b'Chana. Ki fakad Hashem is Chana. Hashem was poiked. Okay, so we know that, and that is Rosh Hashanah. Hashem pocket Sara is go back to pocket Sara, and we say Zichron. We know it's Rosh Hashanah. We're all in the same boat. It all happened in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosef Beis Asur Menolan. How do I know? The Chsiv Tiku B'Chayde Shofar B'Kese L'Yoyim Chagenu Kichoyk LiYisrael U'Mishpulikay Yaakov. So we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, and then we turn to Daf Yud Aleph. Ahmed Bays. Let's see if I have the sponsorship over here somewhere. It says, Eidus be Yosef, Samai, B'tzeitza al Yisrael. In other words, we're talking about Yosef, and that day was the same as B'keselim Chagenu, which we discussed a bunch of times. It's the only Yantif that the moon is covered. Sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need to do Chagenu Refuz issues, please join us at Tehillim.8mindaf.com and anonymously Schuz for Shalot, Tamar, Chaya, Bat, Sarah. Says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Botlo, Avodah Ma'aseinu b'Mitzrayim. That's when they stopped working them forcefully in Mitzrayim. We're talking about stopping to work the Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says the word Sivlois. Uchsiv Asom, it says, Bayoisev Asiroisim Yisebel Shichmoy. So Meila, we do a gzeirah shav. Now it's very interesting. Rabbi Yoilish, the Satmar Rav, says a beautiful thing. What's the connection between Yosef and Mitzrayim? He says, and this is like similar to what we were talking about the other day. B'schus Yosef, that he was Mizgaber on Arayas, that gave koyach to Klai Yisrael in later generations to be Mizgaber on Arayas, break the Arayas in Mitzrayim, and b'schus that they were nigal. That's why they were able to get out early, because they broke the Arayas. And how did it happen? Because of some one person, their forefather, that was Mizgavar himself. B'nisan nigalu, k'dis, it says mefurish in the Torah that they came out of Nisan. B'tishrei asidim nigoyal, asya, shofar, k'siv hacha, tiku b'chay de shofar, u'ksiv hasam. Ve'oyo b'ayo b'voy ma'hu, ve'oyo b'ayo ma'hu. Nigalu b'nisan asin legoil minolon. All right, Yosef, you could minolon. How do you know that the gula is going to happen in Nisan? Amakro leil shimurim Leil Hameshumor Uba Mesheshes Yimeiris. Hold on a second. Wait. Leil Shemurim is a night of anticipation. Leil Hameshumor. It's anticipated. Uba Mesheshes Yimeiris. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for this day from Brias Olam, which is he holds Nisan. Vidach Leil Hameshumor Uba Minim Azikin. It's not that the Gula is going to happen. It's a night that there's no mazikin. There's a shmirah. You can leave your doors open. There's an interesting shayla la'alacha. What if a person left his door open and a ganav came in and took the stuff? L'chayr is chayv. The Magen Avraham says he's chayv. Yes, you have to be careful. You can't be soymich on a neis, etc., etc. What more stuff I saw. I have to remember now. What about if there's shadim on? You have eggs that are peeled. Do the shadim come to that? Okay. Stuff like that. Ruach ra, v'chula. All right. Rabbosai, this is a sugya that's extremely, extremely easy, and I'm going to show you why it's so easy. It has a bad rap, but it's mamish gishmak. And let me introduce to you one of the most gewaldika. Shkoya. Eliyahu Jacobs doesn't have a bike, and Yishkoyach to Eliyahu Jacobs for helping out over here tremendously. Va'azul l'tamayu. Says the Gemara, maybe, is the camera could go, oh, okay. Va'azul l'tamayu, that the machloikis of whether the world was created on Nisan or in Iyar, is this following machloikis. By the way, yesterday I made a mistake. I got 17 emails. I said 600 from the creation. It's supposed to be 600 to Noyach. Gevaldik. This is before the pasuk. 600 years, the life of Noyach. B'chodesh Hasheni, b'shiva asur yoyim lachodesh. B'chodesh Hasheni is referring to the second month. Now, just a real pashut. The Mabul lasted for 365 days. 365. And the Torah talks about 600, and suddenly the Torah switches to 601. So in Mela, if the Mabul lasted for a whole year, and it was the beginning, the water started over here, then the water stopped, and there was grid, says Rashi, it was Yavsha Aretz. That happened 365 days approximately afterwards, and it was the beginning of the 601st year. So it means that either it happened in Nisan or in Iyar. It depends on what you hold. If you hold, it's Tishri, sorry. If you hold that the world was created in Nisan, then that 601st year is Nisan. It just turned into 601, and that's Nisan. So Mela, it has to do with this. Now, and the other man says, no, Tishri. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the constellations, the Mazalos, for a second. The beautiful, oh. Shkoyach Yosef. Hold on. It goes like this. There are 12 mazalos. You're not going to see all of them, but just understand that this is Ari, this is Psula. She's less than 3 years old. It's not a praya. This is a scorpion. This is a keshet. This is gdi. This is dli. I didn't have a good dli. We're going to talk about this guy, Tle. And this is the sun. This tennis ball is the sun. And this is Shar. Now check this out. This is okay, to go through this whole thing takes 24 hours. In other words, every 2 hours, there's another mazel. If you're looking at the mazalis, you see them in the sky, and they have the shape of an akrav. You look in the books, you'll see, even Adi Mazed, it looks like a gdi, like a dli. It takes 24 hours. Now, I just want to point out, not to confuse anybody, but the earth, and this is from the way we observe things, we're standing on, and we're looking, the world turns on an axis, etc. But from our vantage point, everything changes, every day changes by 4 minutes. So if you see a star over here, tomorrow it's going to be 4 minutes later, in the same spot. In other words, in a month, it's going to change by 2 hours, and in a year, 12 times 2 is 24. And basically, it's the same idea. So what happens is, because of what I just said, because of this 4 minute delay every day, so if if today the sun, and this is sunrise, this is the horizon. You see, this straight plane over here is the horizon. So if the sun comes out, this is Richa, and it sets, you see, it set, this is called Shoikea. In the Lashon of the Gemara, even though it's coming upwards, the Gemara calls it going down. Shoikea. And this is what we call right over here, this is Shkia, this is the end of the day. And then it goes away, and this is Aliyah. Because we could call it Yerida Tzarech Aliyah. Fine. This tennis ball, this sun, matches this. If you're looking at one day and you see the sun and the Tleh areas in one plane, the following month, the sun is going to be, let's see if I can get it out this way. Okay. The sun is going to be 2 hours later, right over here. So the following month, everything moved by 2 hours, and Zricha is going to be with Shar. Okay? Understood? Very, very simple stuff. Nachamo. If the sun lines up, from your vantage point, you look out and you see the sun and the constellation of Tleh, 1 month, every day it's going to get worse, and eventually after a month, it's going to line up with the next constellation. So if it's 1 month it was Tleh, a month later it's going to be Shar. This is Zricha, Netzachama, and this are going to line up. So let's see inside. Mamish, simple stuff.
What do you mean by Zricha? Because Zricha is right outside. You don't see any stars.
Oh, you bring up a very, very good point. I want to tell you something. Yesterday when I was learning the sugya, I had a deheret. I want to share with the oilam. It could be it's very famous. It sounded so familiar, but I asked people, they didn't. They said, yeah, oh. I thought about it. And you could all fill the gap in. If, how do we know about these unbelievable billions of stars that we have and millions of light years away and all the crazy stuff that I don't know anything about, but there's a lot of goyim in this stuff. We wouldn't know about it if the world was perfect and had light and sun all day long. We wouldn't even know a star exists. The only way we know stars exist is because we have darkness, and that's a muscle to our life. When we have darkness, then we could appreciate the light and appreciate all this stuff. I'll give you a simple muscle. You can take it to pregnancies and losing pregnancies, all this other stuff. I was playing basketball one day and I sprained my thumb. I couldn't use my thumb. And all of a sudden I realized that without your thumb, nothing could happen. You can't tie your shoelace. I couldn't button my button, nothing, zero. My life stopped. I had to ask my wife to button my shirt or whatever. It was from darkness, sometimes you see the light. It doesn't matter if you see it or you don't see it. So the point is, at night, at this point, I'm just giving you a... In the world, this is how it is. You don't have to see it. You can see it with a telescope. That's how it is. Zricha, not that you'll see it. It happens to be right over here. Zok the Gemara. That day was the 17th of Iyar. Now let me show you something very cool. Right on the back of this tleh, there's a star called Kima. You see this? I don't know if you can see it. Now, I came up with a line. I thought it was Gevaldik line. There's a famous saying in Hebrew, Dai l'chakima b'remiza. So I just wanted to say, Dai l'kima b'remiza. This whole sugya, Kima, is b'remiza, and we'll leave it at that. But anyway, this is Kima. It's at the tail end, according to Rashi and Tosfos, of the Tleh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this star, one of these stars, as many stars as Rashi, one of these stars from Kima, and that's how the Mabul occurred. By him removing the star right over here, two stars, poof, the Mabul happened. So if Nachamol, if you go like this, if the sun lines up with Kima, right over here, the sun is right over here, with Kima, Shoikea, when it comes up, Kima, Shoikea, Bayoim, Umayonis, Mismatim, that's when the water goes downwards, Umtosh, Shinu, Maaseim. Because these people were bad and they married men and they married other Eshes Ishes, Shina Kadosh Baruch Hu aleihem ma'aseh bereishis, Kadosh Baruch Hu flipped it around. The sun, instead of being over here, went exactly to the opposite side over here, and that's how the zricha, sorry, the zricha happened on that side. Ve'el ma'aseh kima bayoim. Hela means went downwards. So now kima was over here, and it was like this. This is how it was. The sun was over here. The sun was over here, but kima was on the other side, because this was the opposite of what it should have been, because the people changed the way they are, because Boko changed it up. Vevi mabal oilam. That's when he took the two stars out of kima. Vehevi mabal oilam. The Vilna Gaon says, the Marsha says, that he took kima is cold, and he took out the two stars of cold, and that's why the waters were hot. The Reteach, and that the Gaon adds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara in Brachos says he replaced them with Ayish, which is hot, and that's why we have bad seasons. It used to be the weather was perfect. It was California all year long, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the cold and replaced it with hot, that's why we're Mebulba, we need air conditioning, and we this, and we're hot during the day, and the sun, and da-da-da. Okay. Rebbe Elazar Omer, same thing, Rabbi says, same exact thing again. It's the day that kima goes down and mayonis misgarim becomes stronger. It's the opposite. So shinu masayim, because they were not very good. Shina Hakadosh Baruch Hu aleihem ma'aseh bereishis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu flipped it around. Vehelo mazel kima bayoim. V'notal shnei kechavim. He took the two stars out. Vehevi ma'abal o'ilom. Adkan Rabbosai. Have a wonderful day.